Mario Lopez, Dangerous for Parents to Allow Their Children to Choose Genders. By Hannah Blow on July 30, 2019. Actor and TV host Mario Lopez said it is dangerous for parents to allow their children to choose whatever gender they say they want to be, making the remark during a discussion revolving around actress Charlize Theron's 7-year-old trans daughter on The Candace Owens Show. The host of Access Hollywood spoke to Candace Owens last month, and the two talked about woke Hollywood parents like long-shot actress Theron, who is proudly raising her adopted 7-year-old son as a girl. She purportedly made the decision after he told her, "I am not a boy," when he was just 3 years old. "My God, if you're 3 years old, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make this determination then. It's sort of alarming, and my gosh, I just think about the repercussions later on," Lopez said. "I think parents need to allow their kids to be kids. But at the same time, you got to be the adult in the situation," the father of three continued, adding that a heavy discussion on gender identity needs to wait until the child's formative years. Theron made waves in April after confirming that she was, in fact, raising her 7-year-old son as a girl. "Yes, I thought she was a boy, too. Until she looked at me when she was 3 years old and said, 'I am not a boy,'" Theron said, according to the Daily Mail. "So there you go. I have two beautiful daughters who, just like any parent, I want to protect and I want to see thrive," she continued, emphasizing that she does not see it as her place to guide her children in areas related to gender confusion. "They were born who they are and exactly where in the world both of them get to find themselves as they grow up, and who they want to be, is not for me to decide," she said. "My job as a parent is to celebrate them and to love them and to make sure that they have everything they need in order to be what they want to be." Studies suggest that Theron's loose approach can damage children in the long run, with a vast majority of children who claim to be the opposite sex growing out of it. As Breitbart News reported, opponents of this transgender movement spotlight studies which show that 90% of young children who claim opposite sex preferences grow out of the phase and come through the turmoil of puberty without claiming they were born in the wrong body. Those kids include a significant number of people who turn out to be lesbian or gay. Recent studies suggest that most young people come out as trans after spending time with a group of gender-confused peers. Additionally, most young people announcing they are transgendered have already been identified with at least one mental health disorder, Breitbart News reported. However, it remains to be seen if those findings should apply to toddlers who claim another gender identity, as they, as Lopez noted, have not yet reached their formative years. Watch the full interview below.